Hello, and welcome to the Nail Tech Entrepreneur. This is Drea, and this is episode number 3, and I'm just so excited about this. So the intention of this podcast is to help you have a handful of nail tech friends so that you are just surrounding yourself with nail techs who are creating a massive income, creating amazing art, and doing such fun things with their career that you feel like you can do the same, and that you know and get ideas and just get inspired to just level up your career. So today we're talking to Melissa Mathiason, and she is known on Instagram as That Nail Chemist. She gives us some awesome insights into her business and how being an artist, she loves oil painting, has like influenced her art, and just like she talks to us about her best advice for hand-painted nail art and like really committing to your practicing your work and that kind of thing. She tells us her advice for building clientele. She gives us some great advice about creating experiences for your clients. In this episode, she also talks about her experience as an educator at trade shows, and she gives us her secret sauce for having extra energy to be a working mama. She has 3 babies. She's amazing. She does such great things. She works at an amazing salon. Their Instagram handle is Finger Bang Portland, and you've probably seen their stuff. They're so awesome. She tells us a little bit of behind the scenes about the salon, and let's get into the episode. Okay.
Hey.
All right. I think it's recording. Yeah.
It is recording.
It's recording. We're ready.
Yeah.
Okay. So welcome to, what am I calling this? The Nail Tech Entrepreneur. And I am here with Melissa Mathiason. And hey, girl, you want to say hey? Hey. So we're going to have Melissa go into her like kind of bio, if you will, and tell us like who she is, so you guys get to know who she is. We first met at Young Nails Mentor Training. Is that where we first met or before that? I think that was it.
I think so.
Okay, so we met
in the same
training
group?
2014. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the same group.
Same tryout group? Like, right?
What?
Same tryout group?
Yeah. Right? You say, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
2014. And I don't know. I just feel like we really connected and we got to hang out and everything and like play and we had a great time. And she has done some awesome stuff with her career as a nail artist. And I want you guys to get to know more about what she has done. So first of all, Melissa, tell us about who you are, where you live and your family and that little bit. And then we'll get going from there.
I'm Melissa Mathiason. I live in Portland, Oregon. Though we moved up here just a little over a year ago, I was living in Southern Oregon before that. Been a nail tech for a little over 9 years. Young Nails Mentor for 5 years. Anyway, moved up here about a year ago, got 3 kids. Just doing nails.
How old is your youngest? Because I have a little
one. He's 2.
He's 2. Yeah. So they're the same. Well, so I have a 2-year-old and then a 4-month-old. So little babies.
Yeah.
You have 2 little boys and 1 girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ages 2 and 4 for the boys, 10 for the girl. She's almost 11.
Yeah.
I can't even believe that.
Oh my gosh. How fun.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, so you are in Oregon. Wait, what did you
Portland,
say?
Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
So tell us about, you just transitioned to there. So tell us where you started with your nail business. Yeah, maybe a little background about getting into the industry and then where you are now, like kind of your journey.
So I originally went to school to be a hairstylist and makeup artist. I didn't want to do nails because I didn't want to touch feet.
I love
it. The advisor like convinced me to do full cosmetology, and I ended up just like loving nails, so I'm really glad that I listened to her. I started in kind of a bigger salon atmosphere. There was I don't know, like 8 hair stations, 3 nail stations. And I was there for 5 years, I think, before a friend of mine that I worked with, we opened a salon. So 2 hair stations and a nail station, and loved it, loved the flexibility, you know, control over my schedule, having more kids, it made it a lot easier. But we decided to move to Portland, just more opportunity for my partner and for my work and for the kids. So moved up here, and I'm just doing nails in a really killer salon. So,
yeah,
been great. Yeah.
Awesome. I love it. So, tell us about the salon you work in, because that's a pretty popular, well-known shop, and they do amazing things. So for people that don't know much about it, and I don't know too much about it other than like seeing a lot of their stuff online, tell us about the shop.
So it's called Finger Bang, and it's what drew me there, like, because I've been following them for, like, probably since she opened the first shop. Now there's a second shop. That's where I work. The nail art, just the inclusion of everyone there, the whole vibe is, it's pretty laid back, but everyone's really positive and supportive of each other in their art, and we're all just, like, excited to see what each other's doing. We have always, like, the weirdest movies playing in there, like really great music. And it's just like a place that everyone can come and just feel welcome and comfortable. Like it's a safe space. So
I love that you have movies playing.
Yeah. They're so weird and random. The owner curates the list and she always picks the greatest stuff.
So. How cool. I've thought about having a TV in here. Like that would be a really fun thing to incorporate and set like the vibe, like, or the funny thing for the day.
Yeah. Like subtitles are on because we have music going, but clients love it. They have something to watch and they're like, what is this movie? And it's just, it's always like great for conversation. And it's
That's so cool. I love it. So tell us your handle on Instagram, just so people know.
I am That Nail Chemist.
That Nail Chemist.
Yeah.
And let's talk a little bit about your nail art. And like, I'm just obsessed. So you're kind of amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you're really super awesome at hand painted nail art. And I was like, just putting you on my Instagram story about how you're a nail artist and an artist artist. I thought that was clever. But like, do you have an art background? I bet people ask you that all the time. So tell us about how like the artist artist part comes into your life and stuff like that.
I have been into art my entire life. I've always doodled, drawn, painted, experimented with a lot of things. Also creating like macrame jewelry. I had my little like hemp jewelry side hustle in junior high for sure.
Oh, cool.
high school, I was always in art classes, photography. They were definitely my favorite classes. And when I went to college, after high school, I actually went to U of O and studied art there, drawing, oil painting. And that's where I discovered oil painting, which I love. And I let that go for a little while. You know, it's kind of tricky to have that around when you have like little kids.
Yeah.
So, I've been getting back into it, but, so like in and out of my life, I've had art. So I feel like that really feeds into my nail art. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, like, the first, like, tip for nail artists watching that I want to ask you is, like, when people are feeling insecure about getting into doing nail art, like, hand-painted stuff, because that's just, like, huge right now, like, what advice and stuff do you have for nail techs?
Just dive in. Like, I don't know how many times I have practiced on like little nail tips. Just getting some decent brushes is really what has changed it for me. Like having really nice detail brushes so that you're not struggling to do what you are trying to do. You know, when you have good tools, it definitely helps. Finding products that you really like. and just playing, you know, like finding inspiration, getting a nail tip or whatever you want to use, your own nails. I've practiced a lot on my own nails, and just do it. There are times where I've in practicing totally failed, but I discovered something new. I'm like, oh, that could work, and I'll try this. So just playing around a lot.
I love it. So what has been, I'm not like way good with editing, but and I'd love to like insert a picture of like your nails that you've done. What has been some different things that you've done with nails that were kind of unique, I guess, or like a fun favorite set that you've done, like with like art and stuff like that? That's probably like a huge question, but
I get it asked all the time and I'm just like,
there's so many things.
So many, I'm on the spot. No, I had a feeling you might have asked this question. I guess there's a certain style that I have that I love doing, like creating a lot of layered dimension. That's kind of my jam. And as I'm doing that art, I just like, there's this like excitement, like, oh my gosh, I love this. And it's, you know, it's like working out the way I want it to or whatever. As far as like true hand painting, I had someone when I, like near the beginning of when I started at Fingerbang, that brought in, this graffiti art that's actually in Portland. And, I got to kind of like take pieces out of that and like hand paint detailed parts of the mural on her nails. And that has kind of stood out to me. Those were really fun and challenging. But yeah, just, I always kind of try to create something new that I haven't really done before. Definitely like more abstract art.
Yeah. But, I think yeah. That's cool. I think it's really like what does set you apart is that you have a style. You know, I think it's important to have a style and to like just like honor your true style and not try to be something you're not.
For sure.
Don't you find that that's true? It's like you're a lot of times we're copying a lot of Pinterest stuff. And when you really flow with what you love to do, you'll attract the clients that want that. Don't you feel like?
Yeah.
And like fills up your clientele and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's my favorite. We have this service called the Mystery Manny. And that is like dealer's choice. Like we get to do whatever we want, basically. That's and we cool. ask, you know, like what colors do you hate? You know, we don't want to give something that someone will not like. But it's my absolute favorite to just kind of do whatever I want and just create something that I don't even really have an inspiration for. And I'll just kind of like create it as I go. I don't know. To me, that's like the most satisfying. So
that's really exciting.
Yeah. That's, I feel like when your true style can come out, when you're just kind of letting it happen.
Yeah.
And I used to think like it's so different than anything I see. I don't know. Like maybe people don't like it, but it's just, I've learned to just know this is me. This is what I love to do. And they're happy when it's done. So, yeah. You know, it's,
and like they keep coming back. Right.
Right.
So you mentioned that like you guys kind of as a salon have something called the Mystery Manicure. Do you guys do pricing together with everybody?
Yeah. So it's, the base prices are all the same across the board. Like, a gel manicure is the same, a fill, and then as far as art goes, we do pricing like per nail, and it's kind of dependent upon the nail tech's like pricing, you know, what's difficult or not, or, you know, we all kind of have our own set prices as far as art goes, but the base prices are the same.
They start the same. Oh, that's cool. That's a cool way to do it together like that. Yeah. Kind of supporting each other's art too.
Yeah.
So we'll jump to this question. If you had advice for someone starting out in the business, like building their clientele, because I know you help people out a lot and like chat with them a lot. Like what kind of things have you found that like, oh, if they were just doing this, they would get more success. Or if they kind of implemented, a certain like technique or strategy or just like mindset in the salon, what things help out people just starting out with clientels, in your opinion?
For me, I sat in the salon all day. You know, if I didn't have someone there, I was doing, practicing nail art. And starting out like in a bigger salon environment, like with hairstylists and their clients, they would come and see what I was doing. So that really helped, but also just like creating a really great experience for the person in your chair. Like your attention is on them. They're the most important person. And just really listening to them and what they need and what they want, and being able to like, kind of recommend what will work best for their like nail goals. When you can help people understand the process and what they need, I feel like that will draw them back to you. And just, I mean, obviously you really want to like practice and create sets that are going to last.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what that will also draw them back to you. And then making sure before they leave, like, hey, did you want to book another appointment? And like really kind of trying to get them on that rebooking habit instead of just like, okay, see you later. And then waiting around, like maybe they'll call, I don't know. But just trying to get them kind of making the habit of like booking one or two out and kind of letting them know.
I think that's awesome you bring that up, because I noticed that like that I was like, just assuming that my client this happened to me like a while, like years ago, but like I was assuming that my client expected me to like rebook her. And it was like one day when she was like talking to another person in the salon was like, well, Andrea just wants me to come back so often. And I was like, oh, how cool that like my just like expecting and just booking her was the thing that made it so that she kept rebooking. And like, she didn't even like, so you're training your client is what I'm trying to say. Does that make
Pretty
sense?
Much,
like
yeah.
You have to teach them that, hey, getting nails done is like a maintenance thing. It's not just a one time, like get your nails done thing. And then next time you feel like it, get your nails done thing. This is like a pampering service for you to express your creativity on your hands, to like have this ongoing, like, so you're kind of teaching them the value of the service that you're doing. And some people, like we're in the nail world, so we think that like everybody knows that, but like the clients that are actually getting it done aren't in that world, so they kind of need to be trained and just educated, not like trained like a dog or something. It's like we're just spreading education. Like, guess what is available for you? How awesome is it to have a regular nail tech and rebook and like have that relationship?
Definitely. Building that relationship, and just really it's all about educating them. Like, they might not know. A lot of them are like, I've never really done this before. Like, how often do I come in? Do they just grow out and then I come back? Like, no, you come back and maintain it, and this is how it works. You know, explaining like, if 2 weeks doesn't work, you could go 3 weeks, and that, you know, just like explaining the different scenarios and what works for them in their lifestyle, I think makes people go like, okay, like, she's here for me and not just to like get me in and make a bunch of money, you know? So, that too, I think is really big. Yeah. About just, cause some people think, well, I just like get my nails done, and then whenever they kind of fall off or I pick them off, then I just kind of go back in. It's like, don't do that. You know, like, you're going to destroy your fingernails.
Yeah.
You can maintain it. And, you know, like, you're right. Like, we can't assume that everyone knows what we know, you know?
Yeah.
We have to kind of help them along the way. So
yeah love it. Tell me about your education experience, as far as like, because for me, as I was like going to classes and learning more, I felt like interacting with the different mentors and people that I found really changed my vision of what was possible for my career. Like, did you find that, and like, what was your like education journey as far as like taking classes and things that you've done and that kind of thing?
So right after school, I started at this salon. I was only there for a short period of time, but the owner was like, hey, the nail techs are gonna go to this class. It was out of town. Do you want to go? And I was like, absolutely. And it was actually a Young Nails educator that was teaching it. And I was just like amazed with what she was doing. I'm like, oh my gosh, because you know, in school you learn these like basic things, but she was like encapsulating glitter and mylar and doing all this like shaping and the, it was just like, okay, this is amazing. I got all these products, and she's actually the one that I was like, it would be so cool to work for them someday. Like that put the seed for like Young Nails mentorship in my mind. But I went back to the salon and like did my nails, was using all the techniques she showed me. And it wasn't until like a few, so I was starting with acrylic. Gel polish was like not hardly out then, you know? So I started to have people asking about gel, and I had kind of like a little starter kit from Young Nails, and I didn't know what I was doing because we barely touched on it in school. So I went on the website and like signed up for the 1 week course, the mastering gel course. And I was like, that's expensive, but it's my career. Like it's worth it. So I'm going to invest, I'm going to go and I'm going to do it. And that literally changed my life and my career. I learned so much from like prep, gel polish, everything. And I came home and just like totally changed my career.
So how did you make that? Because you just kind of said how you did, but I want to like really like talk about this. You had to like look at this price tag of like, oh my gosh, that's expensive.
Yeah.
And it's a really huge commitment, chunk away from your family.
A whole week.
1 week course.
Yeah.
How did you like bridge the gap of like, I would never do that to like, I have to do that? Do you know what I mean? Like in your mind.
I just, you know, they're like in the town I was in, not a lot of people were offering gel. And I thought like, this is a really huge opportunity to kind of like set me apart. And I love to learn. I just wanted to know how to expand my business. And there was not a lot of classes around my area. So I mean, honestly, it was around tax time.
You're like, I'm writing this.
I'm going to take this and invest it in myself because I'm totally worth it. And, you know, I drove down there. I had to find a place to stay. I made it, you know, as affordable as I could. But what I got from it was like,
I love it.
Priceless. You know what I mean? Like, just to have people that are so knowledgeable right there with you and you get to work all day. It was amazing. So
I love it. Well, you said it right in your words, like how you first were saying, this is my career. So you made your career a priority. And then you said how it's worth it. I'm worth it. Like, so you're investing in yourself. And I feel like it's like a, like, not like a self-care thing, but like a self-worth thing. Like where you're like, I deserve this. And it ended up, what ended up happening is raising your total value that you're giving to your clients. And then you're able to charge more. Then you're able to do more for them and go out there, get the value and bring it to this small town where like, no one else is providing that value. You have to go get it and bring it back, right?
Yep.
So seeking after those classes and those things and that information and those mentors is just huge, right?
Totally.
It's so worth it. Like,
oh, 100%.
I was able to go to some classes about 2 hours away from me at Amanda's place. And like, I'd go like once a month to trainings and stuff until I was like, okay, I'm going to Young Nails training and all that stuff. But I haven't like done the 1 week course, but like,
I would recommend it to anybody.
I know, like
new or I mean, you get to use everything, like
everything. They give you so much stuff. Oh my gosh. I love it. I love Young Nails. Their training facility is really awesome too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you and I could talk about Young Nails for a while, but I do want to talk about your experience as an educator. What shows have you been to? What shows do you love? Like, what have you learned going to shows?
I've been to Vegas and Orlando. I do really enjoy doing shows. I love that, like, the energy and like, you know, real techs, like really trying to learn and just, their curiosity and just like getting to talk to them about what we're also passionate about. I really like get fired up at shows.
Yeah.
And like they're exhausting, but they're so great. You know, you come home, you're like, but it's totally worth it. there. I think it's a lot of fun. I just like chatting with people about nails.
Yeah. You know?
I love it. So
just like sharing that passion. I don't know. Yeah. I just think bumping elbows with people who are doing the same things you're doing and like
right. Doing
those big things. Cause it's like when you're in your small bubble, it's like you think that that's the norm, but when you get outside of it and you're like, whoa, there's so many people doing bigger and better things in the industry and you get to know them. And like, then you're like,
yeah,
you know, you want to surround yourself
like your community.
Yeah. And you're like, whoa, I'm part of this community. And it feels really cool to be part of something big like the nail industry. Yeah. It's a whole nother animal. So you do hair as well. I interviewed Trisha on my last interview and she does hair as well. But like, I want to talk about nails because I'm like, it's a whole different animal. Don't you feel like?
Totally. Yeah. It really is.
Like the way you structure your business, the way you rebook appointments, the way that people pick something new every time.
Mm-hmm.
Like your inventory of like nail stuff, it's got to be crazy.
Always changing. Yeah. There's like always new things that you, some stuff that seemed like trendy, meh, I don't know that my clientele would really be into that. Then I would just like not even worry about it. But certain things was like, I need to try this or that, or like, just going to supply stores and seeing what there is, or like shopping around on people's websites and just kind of figuring out like, ooh, like that would be fun. Because when you bring in new stuff, your clients are like,
they go bonkers.
What are you going to use on me today? Yeah. So, but yeah, I have, I'm working in a salon that's, you know, all that stuff is provided. So I have like all my stuff.
Ooh, out that's my- really exciting.
Like so much stuff, but I love it. You know,
that's really exciting.
But yeah, the inventory is definitely like a little bit different as a nail tech. Yeah.
You do a lot of like, well, maybe not a lot, maybe it just like flows with depending on the client, but I've seen some really long, like really artistic structured shapes on your page. How do you plan for that as far as like timing and stuff? And how do you like, do you do that on a regular basis? Is it kind of like just an artistic kind of, I want to try this thing sometimes? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do have someone that likes to wear her nails like really long, and so I book her more time to accommodate for that. Not a ton more, but I'd say like most of my clientele is not super long, but it's a lot of fun getting to do art on that length for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's like so much canvas. But yeah, sometimes people like want really long nails. I'm like, okay, I'm probably not going to chat very much and we're just going to like bust this out so we can get some art on here. Or just being real, like, this is what you want. This is how much time we have. We can do something simple. And then next time when I'm filling you, then we can go crazy. And just not trying to, you know, overdo it and run over time or not give them what they want, then they're leaving disappointed. So kind of just setting the expectation before we start, I'd say, has been key in
like
building nail art equipment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What is your like normal schedule right now? I know seasons change, but like, what do you do in the salon right now? Like
days a week?
Days a week and stuff like that. Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday, I work from 12 to 9. p.m. And then Thursday and Friday I work 12 to 6.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Our hours are 12 to 12.
Yeah.
So like really late hours, but
wow. I've never worked way late, like later than 9. And I've heard of a lot of nail techs that do like work when their husbands are home or whatever. How does that go to do like evening appointments? Kind of smart.
It is, because some people, you know, like can't come in during the day.
Yeah.
I
keeps you from doing always, Saturdays.
What's that?
Keeps you from doing Saturdays.
Yes. I like to be with my family on the weekends. So I used to have like a more of a 9-to-5 schedule. So working past that was kind of like not my favorite, but actually I don't mind it. I like it. And then I can just jam a bunch into a couple of days and then I get Wednesday off, and then, you know, a lighter schedule the rest of the week, and then I get 2 more days off. So
yeah,
kind of nice.
Make it work for you. I think that's awesome. Yeah. Cool. Okay, let me go back to some questions I was like looking at. I saw that you have on your page, and maybe it's not what I'm thinking, but like you have been like kind of on like a health kick and doing some fun supplements stuff and kind of talking about it on your page. And I love it because like I love fitness and nutrition and like watching that. And I feel like it creates a good balance for you as like a business person, and like you get your energy from where you need it. Right. So is that an income revenue kind of thing that you've built?
Like, yes, it's like a new little side hustle. I mostly am doing it because I love the product. It makes me feel really good, have a lot of energy. It helps with so many other things. It's crazy, all the things that are in this superfood blend. So I love it so much that I just like want to share it with other people. And I feel like, as a mom, as you know, a mom that's also working, it's sometimes hard to keep up with my kids. And like, you know, they want to like, mom, do all these things. And I'm just like, would be so exhausted. But I found that, I just, working out in the morning gives me that boost of energy. And then before I eat anything, I have that superfood blend and it gives me even more energy. It helps me with like food cravings and mood. And, it's just changed my, I don't know, my attitude, my energy a lot.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, I don't want to be like a salesperson on there, you know, but it's like, I love this stuff.
Being honest with your experience about it.
It's so good.
Well, the reason I asked you is kind of getting more into like the business side of it. Just like speaking to nail techs being, cause I think a lot of people do stuff like that. And like where they do like a side thing because they get, we have this influence over our clients and like everyone wants to know what their friends are doing to be happier, healthier, or just like to just like have fun and do fun stuff. And so I feel like it's a good opportunity to bring into what you're doing. Like, have you heard that?
Yeah. Like I talk to a lot of people every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we get in the conversation about like health and fitness and stuff and it comes up, they're just like, what? And, you know, I'm excited to talk about it. And I'm like, it, you know, I feel so good. And they notice like my energy level maybe is a little different. Yeah. And so like, it's a good opportunity to bring it up. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
And speaking to the health thing, like as moms who are crazy busy nail techs, like sometimes you just go, I don't have energy. And that ends up being your excuse for a lot of things and a lot of like things you wish you could do to up level your business, to be able to go to an event, a training or something, to be able to like do all these things. And the excuse or like the thing in your head's telling you don't have enough energy, like can totally like pause your business and hold you back. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's awesome to like reach out and find solutions and stuff like that. I love it.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't want to keep you too much longer, but my last question is, if someone had got an opportunity to sit down with you and to help them grow their business, what do you wish they would ask you? If they only knew, if they could just like, what do you wish someone would ask you in all of your experience and the things that you've done, to help them to grow their business, have more money, or like any kind of direction you want to take it, scheduling, pricing, consistency, what kind of thing would you, what's your nuggets of wisdom?
I would say just to, be confident. And it's really hard to not compare yourself with the way that social media is just like, you see all these things. Sorry, just got a phone call. you know, all this amazing art is in your face. It's really easy to just like kind of feel like, oh, I can't do that. But just be confident in your own abilities. And know that you know, you can do it if you keep working at it, like practice. Yeah. And also just creating a really great relationship with your clients. Not that you need to become like best friends with all of them, though some of them are really rad and I want to be best friends with them. But just creating that atmosphere that they just are here to enjoy you and your work in the space. And I feel like really everything kind of just comes after that. Like if you're confident and you're educating them on what you know and what works best for them, and you're making it a great experience for them and remembering to, like, you know, keep them rescheduling, then everything will just come. Before you know it, you're like booked up and having to add more days, or maybe you can have fewer days and work longer. You know what I mean?
You become more in control of your schedule. I love it.
So
awesome. Cause like to speak to like your, to having confidence and like, you were saying how like it gets hard and you're like, you got to keep going. When it gets hard like that, it doesn't mean that you're not doing it right, I think is what you're trying to say. It's like, keep going, girl. Like you can do this, like just keep going. And eventually things pay off. You know, the clients start rebooking, people start to notice. Consistency has been for me a huge thing. Like when people come and sit down and they're my first time with them, they tell me a lot about like the old nail tech or like the stuff they didn't like has to do with consistency. And like whether the nails don't turn out the same every time, whether their timing isn't the same every time, the client experience is just so important. And when you make them part of that adventure, like you were talking about just now about like getting to be their friend and like being like, I found this new product and making it super exciting. And like, they're creating with you, like they get to tap into their creativity just by proximity to you. Like they love it. And so they just like that get like remembering that that's part of what they're paying for is huge. Don't you think? Like
that experience,
they're not just paying for a chunk of acrylic on their stuck to their fingernails. You know what I mean? Like they're paying for more. And you're giving it to them, like remember what you're giving to them, and they love it, and just providing that service
for sure.
Awesome.
It's all about that experience. And you know, some people, like maybe you don't offer a ton of art and that's fine, but if the quality of your work is there, they will appreciate that, and then they're there with you to grow and add more of the art to your services if that's what you want to do. And then that's like really exciting. They're like, oh, she's doing something new and I get to be the first one or whatever. And it's like a really great experience. So keeping it positive for your clients is definitely key.
Very true. I love it. Melissa, thank you so much for your nuggets of wisdom.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to follow her, I will link some links and do the things. And like her Instagram is that. Nail chemist, right? Okay. That nail chemist. Okay. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Wow. Melissa is so much fun. This girl, she's just just sweet and fun and like amazing. We didn't talk about it on camera, but we had a fun experience at Young Nails mentor training where we went dancing. That was epic. Melissa, that was so fun. We got to do that again. I am so glad that you joined us for this episode. And I just want to invite you to send me a DM on Instagram at Drea Designs Beauty. That's D-R-E-A, Drea Designs Beauty. And let me know what you loved about this episode. Let me know what you'd love to hear me speak to for future episodes. And let me know who you would love for me to reach out to have on the show. And as always, remember, there is a YouTube version of this on my YouTube channel, Andrea Pettingill. And you can also just share. Like, share it with your friends, share it with your nail tech friends, let them know this is out there. And let's change the industry. Let's be on this mission to cut out the drama in our circles of like the beauty industry drama. Let's change the industry. Let's create collaboration. That's what I'm about. I'm just all about, we're all here to help each other out. there are plenty of hands to make beautiful out there in the world, and we can do it together and empower each other to do this work of nail art because it's amazing and I love it. Thank you for being a part of it, and thank you for doing your part in the nail world.